Welcome in, lacrosse fans, to the fifth episode of the Utah Lacrosse Podcast. I'm your host, Tim Haslam, the current Sports Information Director for the Utah men's lacrosse team. In this episode, we sit down with senior midfielder Gus Colonna, who is also one of the captains. Gus and I talk about the current team, being a captain, growing up in Massachusetts, and more. Before we hear from Gus, I wanted to thank all those who came out to the Meet the Team event last Saturday. We hope you had a good time. I also wanted to mention that our gear store is open. Head to UtesLacrosse.com and click on the store tab to get decked out in the latest Utah lacrosse gear. August Gus Colonna is from Williamstown, Massachusetts, and played high school ball from Northfield Mount Hermon. Gus spent 2 years at Wagner before quitting lacrosse altogether and moving to Utah. That's the majority of our podcast, so I'll just leave it at that. Hope you enjoy the show. Welcome to the show, Gus. How are you?
I'm great. I had a great day at school and, you know, just glad to be here.
Yeah. How many, what does a typical class look like for you? You're an accounting major, is that right?
Yeah, I'm an accounting major. So I have four classes this semester. Two of them are accounting and then two of them are just general business requirements. But I'm taking managerial accounting and accounting for information systems.
Okay.
Right now.
Awesome. Nothing sounds worse to me, but I'm glad that someone is in that field, because we definitely need accountants in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It's I don't absolutely love it, but I'm good at it. So okay. That's why I'm sticking with it.
Yeah. Something to be said for that.
Yeah.
For sure. And it might open up doors to something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Now let's talk about the current team coming off a 3-0 road trip in California. We talked a little bit about that last week with Coach Manny. What were some of your impressions of that trip?
You know, I was coming into the season, I was really looking forward to our first game ever since we stepped on campus, and just based off last year, I think we were all really hungry to start the year off on the right foot, which was start off with a win. And playing Cal Poly, coming into a really tough opponent, I think in the first couple minutes of the game we saw what we were really capable of, and we just didn't stop, and we kept the, you know, pedal to the ground, and it was really awesome just to see everybody come together and just a culmination of all the work we put in the fall, you know, come together and come out with a win. And I think that really gave us a lot of confidence in the next two games. So right now we're carrying a bunch of momentum with us going into a really tough opponent with Texas A&M and, not Texas A&M.
Texas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of schools down there.
It's big state. But yeah, you know, we have all this momentum right now, and I think we're looking to carry it into this weekend and, continue our success.
I talked to Coach Holman at the Meet the Team event, and he said, you know, look, Texas and SMU, you know, maybe not on paper the best teams, but we're weary of them. We want to make sure we don't overlook them. So has that been the message in practice?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. And especially just based off last year, you know, Texas came in and, they walked all over us. They came in and they beat us pretty good. So we're looking for a little bit of redemption, and we're not taking any game for granted. You know, we're not walking in this game thinking we're going to win. Coach always says, fear nobody, but respect everybody. So that's how we're treating this game, and I think the coaches have really prepared us this week.
Awesome. What's it like being a captain? You know, this is your second year being a captain for this team. Maybe talk about what it's like being a captain, but then also how is it being a captain this year different than being one last year?
So, being a captain to me is it's one of the greatest things that's happened to me, because it's really given me a lot of responsibility. I really try and make sure that I'm a role model to not only guys on my team, but even friends in general. So being able to lead a team of young guys this year, especially because we have 26 freshmen, you know, this year has been an awesome experience for me, because I've been able to develop not only as a lacrosse player, but as a, you know, as somewhat of a mentor and just an overall leader this year. So, I mean, compared to last year, I wasn't, you know, the oldest guy by 4 years. I had a couple guys that were around my age. So this year, just leading a bunch of guys in their freshman year of college has really been, it's been awesome for me, because I've been able to help them out a little bit more, you know, because they didn't, coming in your freshman year, you're starting out scratch, you know, you really don't have much to go off of. So helping these guys put their best foot forward in the first couple months of school was a really awesome experience.
You have a specific example of maybe someone on the team that you've kind of helped, or situations that, you know, have stood out to you?
Yeah, I've become really close with a lot of the Georgia boys, actually.
Sure.
So Jonathan Rose and Bo Powell, those two I've really, you know, had a relationship with. And I can't say that my relationship with them is any stronger than any of the other guys. But I think I've really been able to relate to those two because I think we're pretty similar in the way that we, you know, act and talk to each other and, you know, just overall just play. So I've really tried to take those guys under my wing and build them into some Utah lacrosse players. But all the guys I've really been able to grow with and connect with, so it's been awesome.
What's it like being a co-captain with Aaron and Seth?
Yeah, I couldn't ask for two other guys to serve a team with. Aaron is a true friend of mine. I've only known him for not even 2 years yet, but you know, I feel like I've known him my whole life. He's a brother to me, and so is Seth. Coming back from the East Coast, Seth and I were, you know, Facebook messaging before we even got to school last year, you know, trying to connect and start to grow a relationship.
Okay.
So I've, these two guys have been great friends to me the past year and a half. And I think they're really great leaders in their own sense. You know, Aaron leads by example. Yeah. You know, he, in the weight room, he has veins popping out of his head. he's screaming. And then you have Seth who is a little quieter, but whenever he's doing something, he's going 100%. And, you know, the guy never makes mistakes on the field. He's got it going on the field. So a lot of guys look to him for, you know, help on the field. And I think together, the three of us all have different qualities that allow us to, you know, work with guys differently.
Sure. Coach Holman, in his podcast, you can go listen to it, episode one of the Utah Lacrosse podcast.
Oh, yeah, I heard it.
He mentioned that all three of you are very different.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what he loved about the three captains. He also mentioned that you guys go to lunch every once in a while.
Yeah.
What are those experiences like?
You know, it's great. Coach Holman brought us to Caputo's,
okay,
which is definitely one of my favorite spots in Salt Lake, just because there's not, I've found that there's not many delis here in Salt Lake compared to the East Coast, where there's a deli everywhere. So Caputo has been awesome. I've loved that place. And Coach Holman took us out there. We had a really nice conversation. It's rarely about lacrosse. It's really just about, you know, whatever is happening in everybody's lives. So it's a cool way for us to take a step back and, you know, talk, on a level that's not player to coach. It's more of just a level playing field at a lunch where you're not talking about lacrosse, just, you know, having a good time and just communicating. It's fun.
Yeah. Without going into any details you don't want to, what are some of the team goals, or maybe a better question is, you know, where would you like to see this team at the end of the season? You know, obviously maybe with a championship, but maybe off the field, where would you like to see some of these guys?
Yeah. So in the beginning of the fall, or it might've been at the end of the fall, we set some team goals. We set team goals and then, like end of season goals. So like winning a championship in the RMLC tournament. And then we also had, goals like statistics wise, clearing, shooting percentages, all that. I think at the end of the season, I want everybody to be able to reflect and say, I gave it my all. I want everybody to be able to walk off the field on the last game that we play, whether it be the championship game or the first round, or, you know, maybe whatever game it is, I want everybody to be able to walk off the field and say, I became a better person this year. I became a better lacrosse player this year, and I became a better teammate this year. So I think development and growth are the two, you know, main things that I want everybody to walk away with this season.
I love it. That's great. You know, obviously a championship would be nice, but it's kind of those off the field things that matter a lot too.
Yeah.
What's been one of the more challenging things, of being a captain, maybe something that you just like, wow, I didn't know that this would happen, you know, or maybe a story where you're like, man, like that wouldn't have happened to me if I wasn't a captain, you know, or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, being a captain comes, you know, great responsibility. So, you know, if you're waking up on a Monday morning and you're not really feeling that well, you have practice at 6:45 in the morning, you have to wake up, you know, hour early, get to the practice field and, you know, flip a switch. You know, you're not sick anymore. You're walking on the field, you know, trying to get everybody else's energy up. So sometimes when you're not feeling the best and you have practice in the next morning, it's you know, it's a challenge to really make sure that you're leading by best example. But that's something that's helped me grow and, you know, learn about myself so much. And I think it's a skill that I'm currently developing. But that's definitely a challenge, you know, just being a role model, no matter what the circumstance is. And Coach Holman always says, no excuses. And the first time he said that, I was like, you can have excuses for some things. But then, you know, probably a week later, I was like, I kind of bought into the thought that there really are no excuses. You know, what you're doing is what you're doing, and you control it. So if you're able to control it, you really shouldn't have any excuses.
I love it. Yeah. That's great. What's been one of the more rewarding things about being a captain?
Rewarding would be just knowing that people look up to you. And it makes you feel good, obviously. It makes you feel good about yourself, but it also just makes you feel good that you're helping others rather than, you know, just doing it for yourself.
Sure.
I think it's really awesome to be able to set an example and have guys say, oh, you know, he's doing it right. I'm gonna be like him. I'm gonna follow in his footsteps. So I think it's really rewarding to know that you're laying a foundation for what's to come, and, you know, teaching these younger guys how to act on the field, off the field, and knowing that you're kind of leaving a legacy. So, you know, I think just being able to be a, you know, somebody to look up to, that's probably the most rewarding part.
Okay. I love it. That's great. It reminds me, have you read Legacy, the book?
I honestly only got like a chapter in, but I've read all the other books that the coaches have written.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously those who have listened, we talk about that book a lot, but in it, it says, you know, you're laying that foundation for future generations, you know, you're planting that tree. And I think from my point of view, that's exactly what you and the other captains have done, you know, planting that tree. And Coach Holman has talked a lot about how the guys who came back from last year's team onto this year's team have really helped get the team where it's at now. Not just the captains, but everyone, you know, the 11 or 12 guys have definitely, cause it's that culture thing, and they've been committed to that culture.
Yeah.
And so that's been a big thing. Couple other things on the current team being a captain. What advice would you give to maybe like a junior or senior in high school? You know, you've played Division I lacrosse at Wagner, which we'll talk about in a minute.
Yeah.
You know, you're in the MCLA now. You know, talk about maybe what advice you give them when they're picking a school, but then also picking a program.
So, I mean, that's such a, you know, that question has a ton of answers to it. But I think if I were to whittle it down to just to one, I'd say go somewhere that makes you happy. Mm-hmm. Go somewhere where you feel a connection with the coach or the players, you know, or the school just in general. If it's a beautiful school, if you know they have a really good academic program that you want to go into, really make sure it's the right fit for you. And I know it sounds vague and broad, and everybody says, oh, no, I'll do that. Really sit down and, you know, make sure that that you're choosing somewhere where you feel that you'll be able to succeed. And, you know, being a transfer student, I found that in University of Utah. You know, I found that when I met Coach Holman. I found that when I met Coach Gittleman and Coach Marcus Holman and Coach Manny. So the second go around, you know, I got it right.
Sure.
And so I think definitely doing a little bit of research and doing a little bit of reflection on your decisions. So, I mean, and also have fun with it. You know, take a look somewhere that's not right in your neighborhood. Look across the country. You know, go out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Sure. What about advice for maybe like a kid in seventh or eighth grade? Maybe not necessarily on the academic part, but what advice would you give them for becoming a better player?
You know, so when I was in seventh or eighth grade, my main sport was hockey. I was like, I want to play hockey.
Yeah.
In college. And then around sophomore year, you know, in seventh and eighth grade, I was playing hockey. I was playing lacrosse. I was playing as many sports as I could. So I think at that age, still, you know, play a bunch of sports. It develops your athleticism, develops your knowledge of, you know, just the realm of sports. So I think it's really important not to just, you know, focus on lacrosse.
Sure.
But if, you know, come your freshman year and you're starting to think about, you know, a sport that you really want to play in college, I think the most important thing about getting better is repetition. So it's either hitting the wall, if you're a hockey player, you know, shooting pucks in your basement, which is what I did. I had a hockey net in my basement.
Yeah.
My parents, I don't know if they were really happy about it, but they knew that, you know, it made me happy. So I had holes in our drywall downstairs. Sure. You know, I was breaking windows left and right. But I think what led me to be successful in my athletics was repetition. I was down there for hours, you know, shooting pucks. I was on the wall for hours. I was out on the turf shooting balls. So, yeah. So I think it's really just mastering your craft. You know, they say 10,000 hours is what makes you an expert. So try and rack up some hours early on.
Yeah. I love it. That's great advice.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to talk about with the current team?
I just want to give everybody a shout out. You know, it's been such a experience so far. Some of my favorite days are when we're in the weight room and everybody's, you know, sweating. We got these new gray shirts that have the dog pound on the back, which is what we call the weight room, just because everybody has that dog pound mentality. Sure. And it's not just a shirt with the saying on it. It's a shirt that, you know, we all have bought into. That's the culture of Utah lacrosse. So I think everybody on the team, I think it's 45, 46 guys. I mean, when you get a group of 46, 45 guys that are all bought into the same idea, you know, it's good things are happening. So I couldn't be more proud of everybody. And I think we're definitely setting ourselves up for success if, you know, we keep on doing what we're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the one thing that Coach Holman talked about after the last trip was, you know, the team last year went 3-0. In this first trip too. And so 3-0 now, but you know, maybe hoping for a different result. And so, it'll be fun to watch. It'll be interesting to keep tabs on where this team goes.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Let's transition into sort of the general lacrosse area or lacrosse in the West kind of portion of the show. Tell us your origin story. Tell us, you know, where you're from, you know, when you started playing lacrosse, all that good stuff.
Yeah. So I'm originally from Massachusetts. I was born in Boston, raised right outside of Boston. So the first sport I ever really came to love was hockey. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I was like I was pretty young, and my neighbor right up the street, my best friend, played hockey, and my parents never, you know, knew anything about the sport, so they're like, okay, yeah, we'll get you playing.
Sure.
Showed up to the rink with no gear on. All these kids were decked out in all their gear. I was crying. I was upset. So my mom got me all my gear that day. Jumped on the ice. Bam, I was a hockey player. That was like my favorite thing growing up. Then we moved to Western Massachusetts, out in the woods, middle of nowhere. Went to school out there until I was probably third or fourth grade. Then we moved to this town called Williamstown, which is where my family lives now. And that's lacrosse. It just started up there when I moved there. So probably around fourth grade, I got a lacrosse stick.
Okay.
And we played. Our team was called the Williamstown Tigers, and my longtime friend and mentor Jeff Stripp, he was a coach of mine ever since fourth grade to high school. And this guy, he started my love for lacrosse. He had faith in me, took me under his wing, you know, made sure I was playing. And ever since then, lacrosse was always, you know, is my first or second favorite sport compared to hockey. You know, those two were my favorite sports. And then I went to prep school for high school. I went to the school called North Fairmount Hermon. Not many people know of it, so when I talk about it, I just say, you know where Deerfield is? Right down the road. Yeah, so we played Deerfield and Avon and Salisbury. So I went from playing in Western Massachusetts lacrosse to got thrown into this really high-level New England prep school lacrosse.
Right.
And that's where I think it was around my sophomore year of high school where I started to really develop my skills. Playing in the New England Prep School League, that was a pinnacle, you know, time for my lacrosse development.
Yeah.
And got some looks from colleges there. My coaches were really great with helping me get recruited. I had fair amount of interest. Some schools just didn't work out based on timing.
Sure.
But you know, I found a place at Wagner, and Coach Posque and Coach Manny. So went to Wagner for 2 years, and I think after my sophomore year at Wagner, I had been playing the sport for so long. And as Coach Manny said on his podcast, I was the sixth or seventh midfielder.
Sure.
So for me, that wasn't acceptable to me, and I felt like playing at the level that I wanted to be playing, and I was getting really frustrated. So after my sophomore year, I just felt like if I wasn't playing at my best and I couldn't be the best on the team, I didn't want to play anymore.
Yeah.
So that was the hardest decision I've ever made in my life. It was a lot of reflection, a lot of time sitting by myself, running through scenarios in my head, but eventually I came to the decision to, you know, leave Wagner, leave the game of lacrosse, and go to Utah. I'd be out here with my sister, go skiing, you know, focus on academics, and that's the decision I made. And for the first year that I was out in Utah, I wasn't playing lacrosse, I was just skiing. And when I would see my buddies back east, you know, getting ready for game day or going to practice, I felt this, like, this itch.
A little bit of jealousy, maybe?
Yeah, definitely a little bit of jealousy. I felt this thing kind of pulling at me saying, oh, did you make the right decision? Did you, the game has been so important to your whole life. So after that first year, I was kind of in a gray area as to whether or not I made the right decision. And then that summer, Coach Manny gives me a call, lets me know that lacrosse is starting up at University of Utah. And I think that was a huge moment for me. It was a second chance to, you know, redefine myself as a lacrosse player.
Sure.
So last year was my favorite year playing sports. It was the playing under four of the best coaches I've ever had in my whole entire life, playing with a bunch of guys that, you know, were so committed to winning, so committed to the culture. It was the best sports experience I've ever had last year. And I was so happy that I was able to get a second chance at playing lacrosse again. So, you know, it was a wild ride to get to where I am now, but I'm so happy. And, I just couldn't ask for a better situation than I'm in right now.
Yeah. So lots of side questions for me on this.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
So a couple. When you were in high school, were you also playing hockey or other sports at the high school level?
Yeah. So another part about that. So sophomore year, I got cut from varsity hockey my freshman, my sophomore year.
Yeah.
And again, so I'm a type of guy that, you know, if I'm not the best, I want to be the best. Yeah. And if I can't, then I get really frustrated. So after my sophomore year of hockey and playing JV, and all my friends were on the varsity team, I was kind of like a swing guy. I would practice with varsity, play with JV. I said, you know what? I'm going to focus on lacrosse. That's going to be my thing. So stop playing hockey sophomore year. That was the second hardest decision I've ever had to make in my life.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be the right one, you know, cause I put, a lot more time and effort into lacrosse and, you know, it paid its dividends. So lacrosse and hockey in high school, but eventually turned into just lacrosse.
Sure. At what point did you know you wanted to play in college, you know, and were you always shooting, you know, were you kind of the guy that was like, you know, I'm going to go D1 or nothing, or were you looking at like D2 or D3 or?
Yeah, I was D1 or best mentality in high school. I really wanted to play Division I lacrosse, and my coach, you know, if it wasn't for my coach Jeff Neal, during my sophomore year, I was kind of this young, smaller version of myself that, you know, was a little timid on the lacrosse field, and he looked at me and he goes, "You're starting the first game." He's like, "I know you can play." And it was against like Avon or something. He's like, "You're starting." And I was like, "Whoa, he has, you know, some confidence in me." So I think it was literally that moment that I was like, "You know what? I can play with these guys."
Yeah.
And he sparked my confidence level. And ever since then, I just started playing with a bigger sense of myself rather than, you know, I don't want to mess up on the field. Definitely started playing with confidence.
Sure. So when you came out to Utah, I guess this applies to both sports, but how did you get your hockey fix? And I guess, how do you still get it if you do? And then were you hitting the wall still when you moved out here, or were you completely away from lacrosse?
You know, I didn't even have my lacrosse stuff out here when I moved out here. Yeah. I brought my hockey bag, though. I did play in the Salt Lake City Men's League.
Okay.
So I played a lot of hockey when I was out here. It was a fun, fun league with guys my age. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I didn't even have my lacrosse stuff.
Yeah.
I had to have it sent out to me right after Coach Mania and I got off the phone. I right. called my mom and I was like, hey, you need to send me out my stuff right now.
Sure. Sure. Tell me about that moment when, you know, cause you had known Coach Mania at Wagner and he talked yeah. about that. I mean, was it like a relief or were you like, oh man, I know how hard he's going to work me, you know, or kind of what went into that decision to come back?
Definitely, a lot of thought went into that decision. Yeah. I had to, I bounced some ideas off my parents. Obviously my mom and my dad were going to support me either way I chose, but I know they really enjoyed watching lacrosse yeah. and they enjoyed watching me play lacrosse. So, in the end, there's something inside me was telling me that I had to play lacrosse again. You know, I wasn't finished. There was more to my lacrosse story and, you know, I was going to be able to finish it at Utah. So, I knew Coach Manny was going to work me really hard, cause he had at Wagner and I knew he, you know, he expected a lot out of me because we had, you know, worked together before. So it was a relief knowing that I'd be able to get a chance to play again.
Sure. Have you seen change out of Coach Manny, you know, from the first time you met him and were with him at Wagner to now, how has he changed?
He hasn't changed much. I don't know. It's not saying that in a bad way at all. You know, he's always been somebody that demands the high, you know, sure. he demands a lot out of his players and, he'll let you know when he needs more out of you. And, I think that's been really helpful for me because when you're not giving your all, he'll be right there, sure. You know, in your ear and he'll be letting you know. So I think all our coaches are really great at having relationships off the field as well as on the field. And all of us, all the guys know that nothing that's said on the field to you is personal. It's strictly to motivate you and develop you. So so I think our three coaches have really really been able to grow relationships with us because they're able to give us this great coaching environment on the field. And then off the field, you know, it's you know, they're a mentor. They're sure. they're there for you whenever you need them. You know,
absolutely. What did your friends back east or family members say when, hey man, I'm gonna start playing lacrosse in Utah?
I got a lot of jokes made about it for sure. You know, just being an older guy on the team again. You know, Gus, when are you gonna finish college? when are you gonna graduate? But I think they were all pretty happy for me, especially guys that I grew up playing the game with. They were like, oh, so you realize, you know, lacrosse isn't so bad.
So, right.
It was a bunch of support from them, though. It, cool. It was cool to see.
Did you ever think you'd be, you know, you'd see lacrosse on the West Coast? Or did you think, you know?
I did not, honestly. First of all, I never even thought I'd live on the West Coast,
sure.
let alone be playing lacrosse out here. But I've been really surprised with the level out here, and I think it's really awesome that the game has grown so far, because it's been a East Coast, you know, yeah. predominant sport. So seeing it out here at the level it's at, it's been really awesome to see.
Okay, I love it. Anything else about your origin story, or
you know, I gave you the long story.
It was perfect.
Yeah. No, that okay. that's a pretty good representation of to you know how I got to where I am right now. So, it was interesting talking. I've never said it out loud like that before. I've only really thought about it in bits and pieces. Sure. So that was actually a nice time of reflection for me as well.
Absolutely. with the lacrosse team, there's the pillars.
Yeah.
What's your favorite pillar?
I've been thinking about this question all day, ever since you told me to prepare for it yesterday. I'd say passion.
Okay.
I think passion is the most important one to me because last year I was able to reignite my passion. You know, I was able to find it again. And I think passion is a word that drives our team, you know, so heavily. It's a word that we say probably 10 to 50 times a day, you know, in practice at lift and film. Coach Holman is, you know, on the field, he's telling us to play with passion, you know, approach, you know, we need to fill our practices with passion, you know, have passion for picking up a ground ball, you know, doing a drill as hard as you can. So I think it's a word that without it, all else fails. If you don't have passion, then you're just out there on the field going through the motions. You have to, you know, you have to really want to do what you're doing.
Absolutely. I think, you know, with Coach Holman, he's one of the most passionate people I've ever seen. I've been in, you know, film rooms or whatever, when he's giving his pep talks or his speeches, and you feel like you'd go to war for him because he's so passionate. And, you know, you might be playing a lowly opponent, but he's going to treat it like it's the Super Bowl, you know, like it's the national championship game because he has all that passion. So I like that. Good answer. What would you consider your greatest lacrosse your greatest lacrosse accomplishment?
My lacrosse career, I shared this with the team the other day. I actually, until University of Utah, I'd never been on a team with a winning record.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Except for actually my 1 year at the public high school, Mount Greylock, we won our conference championship.
Okay.
But since then, that was 2010 or 9.
Yeah.
I hadn't been on a team that found success on the field. So last year, you know, with a team of 20 something guys making a run to a national championship, coming up a little short, last year was honestly my greatest lacrosse accomplishment, even though we didn't win anything.
Yeah.
You know, it was just being part of a team that found success was huge for me. And just even individual success, you know, I felt like I had a really great year, and I was just proud to be part of such an amazing group of guys and coaches.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Ooh, that's a question that I really haven't thought too much about.
It's because you're so focused on Texas.
Yeah, I got to graduate school first, so that'll be next year. I definitely like to be, you know, trying to do something with lacrosse, but in 5 years, with an accounting degree, potentially, working in I'd like to work in the finance side of things. So, gonna explore some options in that side of business. So, but other than that, I'm really focusing on finishing school next spring, 2019, and then going from there. Got to get my degree first. I think I tend to wing things a little bit. Okay. So we'll see. We'll ask me that question again in 5 years.
Okay, I will. Perfect. You ready for the rapid fire questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I just giving you an answer really quickly?
They can be long winded.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Sweet.
I don't know why I call it the rapid fire because they haven't really been, but that's okay. They're more just random questions.
Okay, I'm ready for them.
What stick are you using right now?
I'm using it's a Under Armour shaft and Under Armour head. It's a carbon fiber Under Armour shaft with a Command head. It's been great. Okay. Really, really like it. I'm not too picky about the stick I use, so okay. I rarely changed the tape job on it. You know, a lot of guys give me some grief about it because it's, you know, the tape went from being white to brown and all ripped up, but that's kind of how I like it. That's the stick I'm using and it's been working out for me.
Okay. What is your favorite uniform combo?
Ooh, favorite uniform combo. I really like black helmets, red jerseys. And I mean, we did the black shorts past trip. I like the black, red, black. Okay. I like that a lot.
Okay.
Yeah. I like the black helmets. I think they just look so good.
They do look pretty nice.
Especially with some eye black under there. You know, they're intimidating.
Sure. I like black, red, white with the white.
Black, red, white. Yeah. Those are nice. Yeah. I like that.
It's the Dirty Bird, the Atlanta Falcons. Who is the greatest hockey player to ever live?
Ooh. Wayne Gretzky.
Okay.
Obviously. You know, there's not many hockey players that have been more successful than him.
Sure. If you were to go to a professional sporting event in Massachusetts, every team played at home at the same time, which one would you go to?
Bruins game.
Bruins?
Definitely.
All right.
Close second would be Red Sox game.
Okay. Yeah. I like it. Never been to Fenway. Ooh. It's on my bucket list.
Yeah. Love the best baseball park in America. Easily. Hands down.
Okay. That's a bold claim.
Yeah. Put it on your bucket list.
Okay. Last question. What is your favorite part about Utah?
Besides lacrosse.
I mean, it could be lacrosse, but I mean, that's up to you.
Yeah. Obviously, lacrosse, I mean, just University of Utah has been such a blessing to me, and it's made Salt Lake City a home for me. But then second is definitely just the skiing. You know, my favorite place is Snowbird, and I've had so much fun up there, met a lot of great friends up there. But yeah, just the overall, just being able to be outdoors as much as you are in Salt Lake City, it's so awesome. You know, you have a small city, and then drive 10 minutes and you're up in the mountains. So I think it's just a really diverse, awesome place.
Absolutely. You know, that's what all the assistants said as well.
Yeah.
is the outdoors, and it definitely is unique. Where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at august.colonna. And then Twitter, I think it's august.colonna as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is August a family name?
I believe it was like a great grandfather's middle name.
Okay.
Growing up, I really disliked the name, you know, just because it was a month and I was young and people would make fun of me for it. But recently I've been introducing myself as August. Definitely been growing on me.
Okay.
Yeah. Especially in class.
Sure.
You know, in a professional setting, I'm August.
It does sound more professional.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if a full name and a nickname can be more opposite than August and Gus.
Yeah, they're pretty different, and just have different personalities for you. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, Gus on the field is just easier to say. So
absolutely, thanks. Thanks for coming on, Gus. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was such a pleasure.
Yeah, we'll hopefully do it again. If not, then you can follow us on the field as we take on Texas and SMU this week. Follow us on Twitter at Utah Lacrosse, Instagram at Utah Lacrosse, and on Facebook is Utah Lacrosse as well. Of course, any feedback is welcome. You can email me personally, Tim at UtesLacrosse.com, or talk to us on social media, and we'll see you next week.